Comox Valley RCMP and the BC Coroner's Service are investigating an early morning fire at a Comox golf club that claimed the life of a male. According to Chief Gord Schreiner of Comox Fire Rescue, crews responded to the report of a large brush fire in the area of Enderton Road shortly after 4 a.m. on September 4. Our duty officer responded, "It turned out it was a structure fire a block behind this neighborhood, so we had to relocate to where the fire was," Schreiner says. He added that's when they discovered a fully engulfed small structure. The roof was in already, a fairly significant fire, with no hope of saving anybody, he explains. Schreiner says it became immediately apparent that there could be a person inside the building described as being a tiny home. "We were suspicious right away as it was a residential structure on fire. There was a vehicle nearby. We thought right away that likely there could be somebody inside, but again, the fire was too far evolved." Schreiner notes a lack of wind during the blaze helped firefighters quickly contain the situation, but notes a 10-foot radius around the tiny home was scorched along with some trees because of the heat. He adds a neighbor indicated they had possibly heard a smoke alarm 2 hours before the fire was called in, and if that was the case, the blaze had a 2-hour head start on firefighters. Golf and restaurant operations at the park at Crown Isle were suspended for the day, with the course putting out the following statement. "The Crown Isle team is saddened by the unfortunate event at the park this morning. Our thoughts and prayers go out to the family and those close to the deceased. We recognize the swift action of the first responders for containing the fire at its location." Fire officials and the coroner were expected back at the property Wednesday, September 4, afternoon to determine a cause. RCMP have not released the name of the victim pending notification of next of kin.